An update on federal assistance for tornado damage, a new state law takes up illegal immigration, and a famous tree significant to the Osage Nation's history was damaged. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Deborah Shar. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster exists in Oklahoma, making federal aid available to help recover from the weekend's severe storms. Assistance includes grants for temporary housing and repairs, loans for property loss, and support for debris removal. Damage assessments continue, with FEMA officials touring affected areas. State leaders urge Oklahomans to report storm damage at damage.ok.gov so the state can get an accurate estimate of federal funds needed. Oklahoma joins a handful of states aiming to change the status quo of American immigration enforcement. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on Governor Kevin Stitt's decision to sign a controversial measure to enforce state-level border security.
Stitt's signing of House Bill 4156 comes 1 week after the legislature sent it to his desk. The bill criminalizes anyone in the state without legal immigration status. In a press release, Stitt says he is, quote, disappointed the measure is necessary, but wants Latinos in Oklahoma to rest assured they won't be profiled by law enforcement. He says it won't be tolerated. Stitt says he wants to find a way for immigrants willing and able to work to get state-level permission. He announced the Oklahoma State Work Permits and Visas Task Force, a team dedicated to bringing federal-style work visas to the state. Oklahoma is now among a handful of states that have taken matters of border security into their own hands. The measure takes effect July 1st. I'm Lano Ramos.
The Gender and Equality Center at the University of Oklahoma is closing. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the move is in response to Governor Kevin Stitt's executive order last year to review and defund diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
According to reporting from the OU Daily, David Surratt, Vice President for Student Affairs and Dean of Students, told student leaders last week the Gender and Equality Center will close after the spring semester. The center focuses on domestic violence prevention, advocacy for victims of gender-based violence, and LGBTQ+ inclusion. OU will instead launch an Office of Advocacy and Education to focus on sexual violence prevention and response. LGBTQ+ services will move to the Office of Student Life, and the office's multicultural programs and services will be renamed Community Engagement. Stitt's order requires a review of higher education DEI positions, departments, procedures, and programs, and prohibits state funding for them. Officials say more changes are likely on the way ahead of the May 31st deadline for OU to sign an attestation of compliance with the order. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Osage Nation police are investigating a potential act of vandalism to a landmark tree in Pawhuska. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam reports on the damage to the million-dollar elm.
The monument marked the spot where historic oil lease auctions took place that brought wealth to the Osage Nation and changed the course of the tribe's history in the early 20th century. Osage News reports an elm replanted in 2014 was initially believed to be damaged by storms that passed through the tribal headquarters. Officials told the tribal newspaper they realized it was likely intentional after discovering clean cuts and yellow paint remnants left behind. Surveillance footage of the area is currently under review, and officials ask for any information on the crime to be reported to the Osage Nation Police Department. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.